Blog Talk Radio.
Alexa, play Christian. No. Alexa, play Christian music, instrumental music. Greetings, everyone. This is the Archbishop, Dr. Marcy Karen Smith Abrams. I'm Marcy. I just want to welcome each and every one of you to Resurrection Day, Resurrection Sunday, March the 31st, 2024. And I'm your host, Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams. I'm Marcy, coming to you live from the United States of America on the East Coast. Amen, amen. This is Sandra, the music, the soundtrack, the Christian instrumental music. I like to play Christian music. Alexa, turn down the music. Alexa, play Christian gospel instrumental music. Greetings, greetings.
Good morning.
Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Stephen Gamonti.
Good morning. This is Bishop Stewart. How are you doing?
And God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank God. They're running kind of late, but if we want to get started, we can get started, and the individual will be here to do the anointing.
Amen. Wanted to see the person with the video camera, the tape, the event. Are they there? I can see.
Yeah, she's running late. She's on her way.
Okay. Because I want her to take the photo of, you know, you being anointed, you know, the whole thing in full, and I'll upload that later on.
Okay.
Don't want it to be, you know, her and anybody else, just, you know, the anointed.
Okay.
It'll basically be the hand of the person who's, you know, anointing you, and I need them to anoint your head. I need them to anoint your two hands, put a cross in the middle of your hand, and your right big toe.
Right big toe.
For traveling in the name of the Lord. So we're going to, I'll start with prayer, and then the scripture is Isaiah in its entirety. It only takes 5 minutes, and it's pretty long, but it's basically 5 minutes.
Isaiah 25. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's going to anoint my forehead.
The top of your head, like where the mold is, and your forehead, mm-hmm. and the lips. And she's going to anoint the ears. You know, you just want to set the head, the ears. So you like put a cross in both ears, the right ears and the left ears, and then your two hands in the center, cross in the center.
Okay.
And also be, you know, if you take your shoes off, you know, if you can't,
so. Okay.
Won't be able to do your foot bottom. But
oh, yeah, she could do that.
Yeah, the shoes would be the toes, you know, anoint the right toe around the whole toe, and basically just to protect yourself as you travel.
Great. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Thank God.
So let me begin with prayer. Father God, we thank you, Father, for this Resurrection Sunday. It's time, Lord God, that we dedicate, you know, and celebrate the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for what he's done for us, giving us newness of life,
mm-hmm.
And bringing and restoring everything, and with all power given to your people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your daughter we're going to present to you, the daughter of Zion.
Hallelujah.
God, as we dedicate her, anoint her today, set her aside as the Archbishop-elect for the region of Maryland in the Baltimore County, Baltimore City.
Mm-hmm.
United States of America. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing today. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity, Lord God, just to exalt your holy name. And we bless you, Father, and we ask, Lord God, that you just protect her. We ask for the total covering of this mission that you've put on her life.
My God.
And we thank you, Father, for everything that you allowed us to do. Your will is perfect, and we ask that you just give her the divine anointing. Let her know that you're always with her, that you'll never leave her or forsake her.
Thank you.
Will be leading your people and guiding your people in every way that you see fit, that your perfect will is done. We thank you, Father, for this hour, and we thank you, God, for this day. She is the second Archbishop that I have ordained, set aside for the Viking Service operation.
Thank you.
But we just thank you, Lord God, that she will run her church the way she has done in the past, and covering many people, anointing many people, establishing many bishops.
Mm.
And she will do that that which will glorify you, Lord God.
Yes.
As I begin to read your scripture, Lord God, I'm going to assign this scripture to be hers. And she can take this scripture and read it and reread it each and every day for one full year to get an understanding of what you're saying to her through the word.
Mm-hmm.
As I begin to read it, Isaiah chapter 45, and Dr. Pat Stewart,
mm-hmm.
I ask that you will just take, you know, it talks about Cush, Cyrus here, God's instrument, but you would put your name there. You would say the Archbishop, Dr. Pat Ann Stewart, God's instrument. And wherever there's a he, you would put she or your name, you know, as you read the scripture. But it's verse 1 in Isaiah 45 says, "Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to the Archbishop-elect, Dr. Pat Ann Stewart, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before her, to loose the armor of kings, to open before her the double doors, so that the gate will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gate of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who calls you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my serving's sake, and Israel, my elect, I even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who formed it, what are you making? Or shall your handiwork say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to his father, what are you begetting? Or to the woman, what have I brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. You command me. I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hands, stretch out the heavens and all their hosts I have commanded. I have raised her up in righteousness. I will direct all her ways. She shall build my city and let my exiles go free. Not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts, the Lord, the only Savior. Verse 14 continues and says, thus says the Lord, the laborer of Egypt and merchandise of Cush and of the sea beams, men of statue, shall come over to you and they shall be yours. They shall walk behind you. They shall come over in chains, and they shall bow down to you. They will make supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you, and there is no other. There is no other God. Truly you are God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also disgraced, all of them.
they shall go in confusion together, idols, but Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You
yes.
shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever. For thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God who created the earth and made it, who has established it,
mm-hmm.
who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is no other.
Mm-hmm.
I have not spoken in secret in mm-hmm. a dark place of the earth. I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I am the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble
yeah.
yourself and come. Draw near together, you who have escaped from the nations.
Mm-hmm.
They have no knowledge, who carry the wood of their carved image and pray to a God they cannot save. Tell and bring forth your case.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, let them take counsel together.
Mm-hmm.
Who have declared this from ancient time? Who
yeah.
has told it from that time? Have not
mm-hmm.
I, the Lord? There is no other God beside me.
My God.
A just God and a Savior. There is
mm-hmm.
none besides me. Look
My
to
God.
Me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for
mm-hmm.
I am God and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. The word
mm-hmm.
has gone out of my mouth in righteousness
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
shall not return, that to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall take an oath, every tongue shall confess.
Mm-hmm.
He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To her men shall come,
yeah.
and all shall be ashamed who
My
have
God.
Increased against her. In the Lord all the descendants of Israel shall
mm-hmm.
be justified.
Yes.
And shall glory. God bless the reading of his holy words.
My God, my God, my
amen.
God. Amen, amen.
Alexa, turn off music. So, Father God, we present this, your daughter of Zion, as she set aside, Lord God, for 3.5 years, Lord God, and she'll be released, Lord God, and walk in the vocation as an archbishop. That time will be during Sukkot 2027. We will have a celebration service during Sukkot 2024, October 19th, to have a full ceremony and coronation service of the set-aside archbishop-elect. But we just thank you, Father, for this anointing service during the most holiest day of the year.
Yes.
In Christendom, Resurrection Sunday, this March, Sunday, March 31st, 2024. We thank
yes.
you, Lord God, and we're waiting on the anointing, the oil to come.
Yes.
Forward, and but we just thank you. Archbishop elect Dr. Pat Ann Stewart, from this day forward, you'll be walking in the vocation as an archbishop elect and looking only to God for his divine instruction. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. The Spirit of wisdom will guide you. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. The angels of God will protect you, the angels of God from the north, angels of God from the south. As you go to the east, angel of God from the west, the angel of God from the northeast, and angel of God from the northwest, the angel of God from the southeast, and the angel of God from the southwest. They will guide you and protect you and covering. Here at My King Service, you're not alone. We're with you as you lead your church. As, you know, you'll select men and women to do different activities, promoting them. You know, you bring them to me so I can also join with you in anointing them and setting them aside for the work, for the restoration of Baltimore, you know, Baltimore County, Baltimore City, even the Baltimore, the bridge that just fell.
My God.
Things God is going to put in your hand. So just listen to God the voice of God. It's the first voice always that speaks to you. It is from God himself and his word, his scripture.
Yes.
Those are his words speaking to you, and he'll give you ideas and visions. Just do it, apply it, and don't be afraid. It may not even make any sense to you, but the Holy Spirit is always right, and God himself always speaks truth and righteousness. So you have nothing to be afraid of, and no weapon that is formed against you shall ever prosper.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we celebrate this resurrection on Sunday, do you have anything that you'd like to say at this time, as we wait for the oil?
First of all, I want to give honor to God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the author of my life and the beginning and the end. I just thank God for this celebration and thank God for the call that he's placed upon my life. And don't count it as being robbery for you, Archbishop Alamasi, for being the woman that God has called out to set apart people for such a time like this. And we're living in a day and a time that we have to hear from God and allow the Holy Spirit to use us in a mighty way. So I just thank God for God choosing me, because I didn't choose him. God chose me for such a time like this. And we thank God for the city of Baltimore that needs so much help in times like these. And God is using the women in a mighty way. And I thank God for choosing us as women, strong and powerful, that will trust God and will believe in God no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situations are. We thank God for just using us and just allowing us to walk with the men and not behind and not in front, but walking with the men of God that God has called to be a part of our lives. So I just thank God for the vision he's given you and the vision that you're carrying out, and you being obedient to the word of God, to the man of God, and you walk together with in unity with your spouse. And we thank God for all of those that have come together in unity and walking together, not in front and not behind and not trying to jump ahead of time. And I prayed about it when you called me about this archbishop. And I said, Lord, I got to pray. And like you said, I want to hear from God. And once I hear from God, then I know that I'm being obedient to God in times like these, because God had spoke to me a couple years ago and told me to pray for all of the black males. He said, I want you to pray for all the males, but I want you to send some special prayers up for the black males. And as a result of those prayers, God has sent the men my way. They've been coming to me. So I know that you heard from God when you called me about being placed in that position as archbishop. So I thank God that you heard from God and you are being obedient to the Spirit of God and doing what thus says the Lord. So I just thank God for you being who you are as a woman of God. And I thank God for him sending the men my way so that I could be of help and support to them in this time. So I just want to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. And I'm going to ask Evangelist Janet to get her camera together, as you said, to do the anointing. We're going to try to work this out so that you see as the anointing take place on this day. And I offer prayers up for you, woman of God, because I know that God has placed each and every individual upon your shoulders. And as you said, man won't understand what God is telling us to do. But we know when we hear from God, his sheep knows his voice. So I thank God for you being a woman of God, knowing and hearing God's voice at this times like these, and just blessing us and allowing us to be individuals in his family, the body of Christ. And as the word of God tells us, he gives us a new family. So we thank God for the family of God, you being obedient to the word of God, obeying the voice of God, and allowing God once more to use you in this capacity. And we want to be there to walk in the vision that God has given you with other men and women. And I see many men and many women following you, Archbishop Alamasi. I see those that will catch the vision and will be obedient to the Spirit of God and what God has ordained for you to do. And that we will walk together in unity with one another in times like these. So I thank God for you. And I know the word of God says that if we just follow him and obey him and trust him, because a lot of times we lose that trust. We don't have that trust like we have, that we should have as men and women of God. So I trust God in all times. When good times, bad times, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God in times like these and all times. So I want to thank God for me being obedient to him. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I seek God as a child. I know I was a crying prophet. My mom always told me I cried all the time. I wanted to be by myself, and I just wanted to be with the Lord. I didn't know it at that time, but I just wanted to seek the Lord during those years. So I was a crying prophet and always wanted to be alone with God and not realizing the gift that God has placed in my life as a prophet, as a woman called by God, and God also blessed my mother with that gift of prophecy. So we thank God that God, the transfer of the gift has gone from the mother to the child and from generation to generation. So I know he's raising up a new generation in times like these. So I just want to thank God for Elder Elect Evangelist Janet that's with us today. And we have church going on upstairs. But we're going to go ahead and go forth and do what thus says the Lord. And again, I decree and declare the spirit of love, the spirit of peace, and that you as a woman of God will continue to honor God and to allow God to use you in great and mighty ways. And you have much more blessings coming in your life as you bless God's people. So I thank God for you, and you be blessed and continue to do what God has called you out to do. God bless you real good. So Elder Janet is here. We're going to try to set the phone up for the anointing, and you can let us know where we're at this point.
You want your camera or the
screen? I think you want the camera to be on when she's anointing. Am I correct?
Yes, I need the camera to show you, because I'll load up when you send me the film. I'll load it up on my channel, and so that the whole world will be able to see the newest Archbishop elect set aside to do God's work there in the Baltimore region, and you'll be over the Baltimore jurisdiction and Maryland, the state of Maryland, and so it needs to be a full picture of you, and then the anointing hand basically will be, her hand is being extended. My hand is being extended through her hand as she anoints your head, the top of your head, the forehead, also the ears, the right ear, the left ear, anoint your lips, and so that you speak God's word, and she can even, you can stick your tongue out. She can anoint your tongue, and then your hand.
So you want the camera?
Right, the camera I don't know if you have another person, but if she anoints your hands, the middle, inside the middle of your hand, the right hand and the left hand, and then also anoint your big toe, then we pray once more and give you the charge to go forward in this location, so it's quite a bit, but we can
the camera's set up.
Okay, and you have Elder-elect Janice, are you there?
Okay, yes.
Did you hear what I need? The anointing, I need you to anoint her, the mold of her head, that's the top of her head, there's a mold there, and then anoint her forehead, put a cross on her forehead, anoint her both ears, the right ear, put the cross there, so that she will hear the word of God as God speaks to her, anoint her lips of clay, put a cross on her lips, and if she sticks out her tongue, then anoint her tongue, or she can just drop the oil on her tongue so she can speak God's word clearly, that men will hear what she has to say, and then anoint her hands, the center of her hands, the right hand, put a cross there, and the left hand, put a cross there, and then anoint her big toes or the bottom of her foot if she have her shoes off, the right foot, right toe, and that's for traveling mercy, as God will allow her to travel from the north, the south, east, the west, all over the world, all over the United States, all over Maryland, or all over Baltimore County, or she just want to stay in one local region, whatever God gives for her and place and give her the desire to do, that we want to anoint him to protect her. And that's what the oil does. It protects and it breaks every yoke.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the anointing has been done.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Just raise your hand up to the Lord as you see fit, Archbishop elect Dr. Pat Ann Stewart. Amen. Father God, we present this your daughter of Zion. We thank you, Lord God, for this anointing service. Thank you, Lord God, for her obedience, Lord God, to you. We thank you, Lord God, for being obedient to the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit told me to anoint and select an archbishop elect on for this day. And I didn't even know it was Resurrection Sunday. And being in obedient, Lord God, she came. I called her and she prayed over me, and she called me yesterday, and yesterday was supposed to be an anointing service with another had selected that day, and they did not come. But I heard the voice of God in her voicemail message, and we're doing it today, the day that the Holy Spirit ordained. So I just thank you, Father, as you, I have orchestrated this as we go forward, learning and leaning and gleaning from you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Enjoy Resurrection Day. We celebrate you, Lord God. We thank you. And just protect her as we, in October the 19th, we'll celebrate 8 days of Sukkot, celebrating you, Lord God, and giving praise. We will present her to you again during the Sukkot in a full service. Ceremony with many witnesses and many colors, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and
thank
we bless your holy name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. I will send you instructions and everything else and certificates and all of that.
The territory again that we're covering, that I'm covering, can you give us the territory again?
Yeah, and it'll be in writing too. The Baltimore County, Baltimore region, the jurisdiction of Baltimore, Maryland area, I think that's a big, big territory. And, you know, you have the whole state of Maryland too, but I don't know if you want to deal with the whole state.
Yes, we're doing it now, Archbishop. We're working in the whole state of Maryland now.
Amen, amen, amen. And the thing, as I said to you, I want to reach 800,000 men, women, to anoint them and set them aside, because we have a lot of people and clothes and a lot of responsibility, and want to restore this bridge. So it's a lot of work moving forward. But with God, all things are possible, and we're the church is in charge, you know. And I'll get the documents out and the written information out to you as different instructions, and you could let me know if you want to follow any of the instructions that I have been following. Years they have worked, and I have not been without. And God is your inheritance. He will provide for you. You will take the first fruit offering belongs to you. All the tithes belong to you. All the other offering you will see fit as your church. You know, you will disseminate what you think is best for those offerings to go to and so forth, you know. But the tithes belong to you, and the first fruit belongs to you. There's only for the archbishop-elect and archbishops is $1,000 annually for the membership under the My King Service umbrella. There's, like I said, I'll write out everything, because there's things we have to pay the state annually, and to keep, I'll give you a membership card and good standing and a certificate that says, you know, Archbishop elect set aside for 3.5 years. All that will be in writing, and so you can hang on your wall and stuff. But the ceremony, the official ceremony, will be done October the 19th during Sukkot 2024, and then your release day, that you will no longer be an archbishop-elect, but an archbishop, will be in the Sukkot of 2027. So it's 3.5 years, literally, because from now until Sukkot, when I gave you the doctoral, the honorary doctoral was at Sukkot 2021. So to now, it's 3 years you've waited. You've waited, and so now God is promoting you again. And it's 2021 to now, and then until, which is March 31st to October, you know, that's 7 months, right? So it's just amazing how God works. And so 2027 is 3 years from 2024. So it's God's timing is so perfect, ma'am. Yeah. So you are the one. You are the chosen one. Read again Isaiah 45 every day. God will speak to you through that scripture, and he will direct your path. And you'll read others, but this one belongs to you, Isaiah 45. Mine, I received June the 12th, 1993 as a bishop. That has led me, and that was Isaiah 60, and everything literally from Isaiah 60 literally came to pass in my life. So we have a blessed day in service, Resurrection yes. Sunday, and thank you for being obedient to this method, and thank you, Elder-elect Janice, for being my extension. This is not the first time somebody else had to be my extension. An ambassador had to be my extension to from overseas when I anointed the first archbishop for the My King Service operation, and she's over the state of Florida. So God is just moving mightily. Amen. As we go after these 800,000 women, I know we can do it in Jesus'
yep.
name. We got to do it right away. We literally need. I want to employ. Everyone will be employed through our transportation company. Literally getting the salary. So the first project is getting that bridge up. Amen. And I know we can do it. But I need at least 200,000 people to work 24 hours, 7 days a week to do what we have to do. So we'll talk more. You enjoy
yes.
today's Resurrection Sunday, and
yes.
you celebrate, shout, you know, skip. I want some video, Elder-elect Janice, take video, or she starts just jumping all over the place and shouting. So I need to see that video because we're going to load it up, too.
So we'll send it to the number.
Yeah, you could download it to 562-443-1734. Then I can upload it. Amen. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. And the name is Patricia Ann Green Stewart.
Yes, you text it to me so I can make sure the certificate.
Okay, she'll text it to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, and have a blessed Resurrection Day, and thank God for your vision, and you carrying out the vision of God. I appreciate it.
Amen. And also, last thing is each woman that I'll anoint, you know, they have to have a radio show that because that's the only way that I can listen to them, that they're
right.
really doing the work of God. And, you know, whatever, it's in them already, you know. It's nothing new under the sun, but that
yes.
the radio show is the only way I can listen in without being intrusive, and
amen.
I can listen and see what and hear, you know, how they minister to the world.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, and continue to celebrate the rest of your Resurrection Day, and tell King Alamasi we said hello.
All right. God bless you. I will tell him.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Amen, 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 amen. We have been broadcasting. Today is Resurrection Sunday as our TV went down a little bit. We were videoing, God knows the reason why. We will upload the film of the anointing service of the Archbishop-elect, Dr. Pat Ann Greenway Stewart. Amen. We thank God for that. And I'm very excited. I'm going to ask Alexa play Christian music. Alexa, play Christian gospel instrumental music. Alexa, turn off music as we begin today's, as we continue today's broadcast. We're looking forward to this exciting time as God has allowed us to see another year, another Resurrection Sunday. It's been a very instrumental day. We started with the anointing service, and I just thank God as we set aside an archbishop-elect to learn the vocation as God and his perfect will is being done on Resurrection Sunday. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said to anoint an archbishop and elect, and I asked a few individuals that I've observed over the years of, you know, through the radio broadcast as we minister God's word, and the dedication and the consistency and persistency. And to me, you know, after 3.5 years of doing something, you know, as I look at the scripture, Elijah had to wait by the brook 3.5 years during the season of famine, and the ravens fed him. God sent the ravens to feed him, and, you know, water and fish from the brook, you know, God fed him, and he stayed by the tree and listened to the voice of God as he learned and waited on the Lord. There's the thing that says wait on the Lord, you know. Wait, I say, on the Lord. As we wait on the Lord, that season of learning and you know, and gleaning and receiving and listening to the voice of God as God gives you his divine instructions. When you wait, you'll find that, you know, it's really a good thing. You're not rushed. You're not anxious. You won't have an anxiety attack. Amen. It'll just be smooth sailing. And as my motto is the turtle or the tortoise, you know, I don't move slow. I move very slow. If you ever see a turtle walk, they take their time about their stuff, man. They live a very long life. And a very long time. And, you know, it's just really amazing if we would even look at the elements and how the elements don't move fast. From, you know, now being the resurrection time, you see a lot of spring flowers coming up. We have, you know, lilies, and we have tulips, and just many beautiful trees are just coming up left and right. You know, they're springing up, and the trees are growing, and the, you know, new trees are coming to fruition. Buds are blooming and all kind of stuff. It's just amazing. So today we read Isaiah 45. I've been reading that since November. It's a very good scripture to take on, and it's literally how God himself spoke to a king that didn't know him. You know, God, it seems like he likes speaking to people that don't know him. It always seems amazing to me. You know, he spoke to Abram, you know, and he is from Ur, and the country which we know as Iran now, but that kingdom, they didn't know God. And as a matter of fact, his father became very rich by creating a lot of idols things that the people would buy, and you know, and they worshipped idols. So he didn't know God when God first presented himself to Abram. And as he listened to the voice of God, you know, God fell in love with this man because he would do as God said for him to do, you know, absolutely amazing. And so when we look at how God works, Abram was blessed by God because he listened to God. And that's why God blessed him, because he became the father of many nations because of a promise that he would have a child out of his own loins, would be blessed, and so on and so forth. So we look to God, and today we look to God in righteousness. We look to God in the revelation of things, the resurrection. We see, you know, today, even today, there's many people that do not believe that Jesus was God in the flesh, a man being born of virgin birth, being born through the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God. A child was born, and it was God himself. Because God looked at man, and he wanted certain things done, and he saw that he couldn't even entrust the work to man to save man from their own sin, sinful self, sinful nature. But God said, well, I have to do it myself, you know, and that's what Isaiah 45 is talking about, that his word is spoken and it goes forth and it will not return unto himself void. It will accomplish that which he has set it in order to do. And God needs people that will do what God and God alone wants done for his people here on this earth, you know. When I look at, you know, my own life, the life of my mother, the life of my grandmother, they were a woman of God that was totally obedient to God, you know, and they just looked to God for everything. And God made a way out of no way, and he blessed them. My grandmother is so blessed. She had five children, and all of the five children were blessed, right? And they had children, you know, and their children now has children, and those children are now having children, you know. And I'm able to see all of my grandmother's children, grandchildren, and children's children, and children's children, children. And, you know, it's just absolutely amazing how God has protected them and kept them. And they don't get in trouble in any way or break any laws. You know, there's certain ones that gotten some hiccups and some problems and stuff, because I would say they stopped following God and they wanted to do things on their own. But even with that, they were protected, you know, they were protected and are protected. And so my grandmother's children are protected, you know, from the snares of the fowlers. Even my own children are protected from everything. You know, it's like God's promise that God gave to my forefathers and foremothers, you know, is on me and now on my children and on my grandchildren. They're protected. It's a covenant. So God himself made this covenant with himself to to become man. And, you know, and people will say, well, how can Jesus be man? Well, with God, all things are possible. God can make himself. He can do anything he wants. And so he became man. He became flesh. So Jesus Christ was born a virgin birth through this woman, and he was raised up to know the word of God, which is with the scriptures that we read. And from Genesis, they read the Torah, which was written by Moses, you know. And these things, you know, even today, we here in America, we read these scriptures. We go from Genesis to Revelation, you know, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. But Jesus Christ followed the path of the Word of God. He was born to die. We are all born to die, you know. But his death was significant in that his death was for the saving and the restoration of mankind back to God, and to seal us back and to take back the key of death, hell, and the grave. Very significant. But he had to go in a spiritual warfare and a spiritual battle to take back the keys from Lucifer, from the kingdom of darkness, the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And see, there was a time that death was so scary, you know, and the grave was so scary, and people wouldn't want to walk around a graveyard. Well, people still, I don't want to walk around a graveyard. And there's nobody there. They're all dead, you know. We, from ashes to ashes, from dust to dust, we go back to dust. But it's still, you know, it's a scary thought. Some people, you know, for those that are currently in bereavement that has lost a loved one this month, the month of March, you know, my heart goes out to you, and my condolence for you and the family as you begin to heal many, many years. But remember the loved one. Remember the good that they did, and or some of the ugly, or some of the bad, or just remember the good memories. You know, don't stay in the death and dying, the state of depression and suppression and oppression. No, just the joy of death is from death. There's life, and this is what we're doing in the resurrection. So Jesus Christ was born of a Virgin Mary. God himself in the flesh was born to die for our sins so that we can be restored. And sin, as I've shared with you over and over the years, is a separation from you and God. Sin is that gulf that splits man away from God. But with Jesus Christ and his blood, we're able to be sealed back with God. Amen. To be able to commune with God. And so the marriage is restored. You know, even if someone has been divorced, they loved each other at one time when they were young and they were married, and something happened that break that marriage bond. They grew apart. They fell out of love. Some other people came in and infiltrated that marriage and separated the two, man and woman. Even with that, many years can go by. God can restore that marriage, that divorce that happened, which is like a death. God can restore that marriage back, and the two can become one again. That has happened in the past. I've heard of people getting married again after being divorced. You know, some people even divorced again and got married again. These things happen. So the restoration, the death of what Jesus Christ did for us as human beings was to restore us back to God, to reconcile that. So Jesus Christ became that sin. And, you know, if you look at the Good Friday, which we celebrated these past days, we celebrate that because that was the time he hung on the cross and died and then came down, went down into hell and fought Lucifer to take back that which what he stole from Adam, the first man, and stole the dominion of the kingdom of mankind by lying to the woman and cheating and stealing and taking back dominion, taking dominion from man, because man had total dominion and power, yet man choose not to pay attention to his woman and therefore allow another thing and allow another entity to talk to the woman, and she got beguiled. She was, it was a truth but was a lie at the same time, you know. And he stole that, an angel stole that from Adam. And so what Jesus Christ did, he's the second man, the second Adam. He went down into Hades, into hell, where Lucifer was sent to be and searched for thousands and thousands of years. Hell was created just for Lucifer, Satan. It was not created for man. No man is supposed to die and go to hell, you know. But our sinful ways will cause that if we don't reconcile back with God. So how do we reconcile? It's through this entity called Jesus Christ, God himself in the flesh that died. Through his blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. Some people say, oh, he was a great prophet, he was a great man, and he was a good person. No, he was more than just a great prophet and a good man. He was God himself. Because only God can do that. No man can restore and resurrect and live again and die for all of the world's sin. No one man can do it. And God said so, and that's why God allowed himself. He extracted himself and became sinful, rich man as we are, right? And he experienced everything except the separation. Well, I guess he did have the separation with the death on the cross, because that was the only thing that Jesus Christ said to God, take this cup from me. He did not want to be separated from God, you know, because anytime anything throughout the day that went by or happened or occurred, you would find Jesus Christ running somewhere off to pray, to seek God, to find out what to do. You know, I do that now, even myself. Holy Spirit, what do I do? You know, it may seem like a simple thing, but it's not a simple thing. Whatever decision we make has lasting impact on many, many people's lives. You know, people will say, well, I am, you know, not my brother's keeper, but we are. Whatever we do affects another person. Everything that we do in our life affects someone else. Either your immediate family or someone around the world that you don't even know. And some people think it's a joke, you know, if I can do whatever I want to do, and it's my body, I can do. Well, your body is not your own. You don't belong to you. God created you for his glory. But man chooses to do whatever he wants to do, you know, because he can, because, you know, God gave him a will to do whatever he wants to do. And but wouldn't it be awesome if every man that's born, every woman, every human being born, if their desire, their will be as God's perfect will to be done in their lives while they're on this earth. You know, their lives would be so beautiful, man, I'm telling you. All this stuff that we're going through wouldn't be happening. But all the stuff that we're going through came because of sin, you know. And we, people wanted to stay in darkness. They want to stay in a sinful way, in a sinful manner. I'm using shea butter, y'all. I got shea all over my hands. I'm putting shea here and everywhere. But I tell you, it's a great thing to be here during the season of resurrection. to know that God loves us so much that he died for us as man, and who is God himself and man, that became flesh. God became flesh in the form of man, and he died. But then he just didn't die and fought for the keys of death, hell, and the grave, but he rose again. So he rose up during this time in the season we call resurrection season. And resurrection day, we say Sunday. So from Friday to Sunday is not 3 days. Well, you know, in the Word of God, it says a day with God is like 1,000. You know, is that what, 1,000 days? Is it 1,000 years? That's 7 days. It says 1,000, so who knows? You know, it could be 1,000 centuries, you know. Look how old this earth is, you know. Millions and millions and millions and millions of years old, you know. And then God created man. So I'm very excited about this resurrection. You witnessed on the earlier broadcast that we had an anointing service, again, by the voice of God speaking into my brain, into my earlobes, into my mind, and says, I need you to anoint an archbishop elect, and I need you to disseminate the authorities that I've given unto you, the anointing that I have on your life, and I need you to promote others, you know, and I have to, I need to anoint 800,000 women across the globe, around the United States with my concentration, and each of the women that I anoint will be responsible for 500 individuals to care for them, where we will be able to distribute food and clothes. And then God gave me another vision, which we're going to get rid of all the homeless and all the homelessness and the homeless situations out of America, completely eradicate that. There will not be anyone in a homeless condition. And the vision he showed me was the car wash. See, I wash my car all the time. You know, I'm always on the road, you know. And my car has to be gangster lean. It has to be clean. And from the inside out, you know, and the wheels, man, my shoes and the wheels on my car have to be shiny, you know, and like still because I drive, you know. So I would, you know, I pay lots of money for car wash. So I'd go through car wash, you know, for my car to be detailed, you know. And so the car goes through, and I have many cars. And anyone knows me, I think I've had more than 100 cars, cars, trucks, vans. And drop one car, and I'm in another one, man. So sports cars, you name it, man. I've had all of them, American-made, made in Japan, made Korean-made, you know, German-made, you know, from my Benz to everything. So anyway, the vision God gave me was to, you know, get rid of the homeless is to bring them through the car wash. And the car wash doctrine. They take the dirty, filthy, entangled with all the elements of the world, all the ilk, you know, as you drive on the car, on the road, you know, you pick up all kind of dirt and grime and pollution and dust, and, you know, you pick up nails and your tires, you pick up all kind of stuff, you know, you're driving and somebody's junk from their car come over onto your car, and somebody spit out of their car, and it splashes onto your car, and, you know, this is really somebody throw some soda out their window, you know, and it splashes back on your car, and all this other elements. So a person in a homeless condition have all this dirt and grime and filth and just poured out on them, just splashing all of them left and right. It's just, you stink, man. It's a stench. It's just really bad body odor, you know, galore. My God, you can't even walk by them. The odor just exonerate them all the way out. You could be far away from someone that's in a homeless condition, and you can smell them. It's like you don't want to be, you know. I had noticed this the other day. I was at McDonald's, and I thought this was the most amazing thing. I think it was McDonald's, and what state was that? What city? I think it was D.C. Yeah, Washington, D.C. And it was this Hispanic lady, and this one homeless woman. I didn't even know it was a woman because it was covered in stuff. And she was just, you know, discombobulated and really bad, but somehow she had some money, and she went up to the counter, and she ordered something, and she gave her crumpled up dollars to the woman. And the Hispanic woman really, you know, she took the money, she unfolded it. She didn't have any, you know, her countenance was just normal. It wasn't disrespectful or anything. And she took the money and she rang up the order, and she put the money in the drawer, and she went to get her order first. Now, there were other people before this homeless woman. But what I saw was when she came back with the food in the bag, and how she held it. She held it really professionally, you know, and she, the homeless woman had walked away, and she said, "Ma'am, ma'am," and she said, "Ma'am," you know. She gave her respect, man, if I say ma'am, and she called her, and the homeless woman came back over, and she said, "Here's your food, ma'am," and she took it, and, you know, she was, you know, making noise and all kind of stuff. The homeless woman, you know, was like scaring me, you know. But that woman, she was stout. She didn't move, and, you know, like was shocked. And you might have, you know, seen her many, many times there at that restaurant. But I just really was amazed how she honored that woman, man, and by saying ma'am and giving her the food with total respect. I need to write that up. Yeah, I'm going to go back and write, because I have my receipt because I bought something. I'm going to do my survey and recognize that lady. I don't even know her name, and see if I can get her name and write that. Give comments to McDonald's for their employee really respecting a homeless person. So anyway, going back to my vision of the car wash. So you have the car goes in filthy, you know, and with mine, since I pay in advance, the as soon as my car pulls up, the artificial intelligent AI scans my license, or, you know, and so the gate opens up. So I go through the car wash, you know, and they're like, you know, moving me over, you know, getting, you know, so my wheels can go on the track. And then once it goes on the track, you know, then they tell me, you know, put it in stop, put it in neutral, take your hands off the wheels. And now I'm guided by this other mechanical instrument that's going to be rolling my car forward. And they're spraying my car down on this, the right side, on the left side. They're spraying it, you know, with powder spray to wash off the excess dirt, you know, before it even goes through the car wash. And everything, and I'm thanking them, like, thank you, you know, yay. And so my car is going through the car wash, and so now it's going, you know, all this different scary stuff, you know, you think you're in the Twilight Zone, and you're going, windows up, you know, you're going in, and it's all kind of different stuff, all these monsters are coming at you, those brushes are coming at you, and you know, different little things, and it's covering your car, and you know, and going through. So this homeless person would be going through this wash. So they'll get a bath, you know, they get this bath. They can't take and bring with them any of their junk that they carry around. Some people carry around their household goods and stuff, you know, that they have had, and they think this is all they have, you know, that they walk around with cars. They can't come into the car wash with any of that stuff. All that stuff they're going to have to put in storage or something, but they can't come into our car wash. And so they're going to go through without any of their substances and just get this nice bath, man. You know, so get off all the excess dirt, spray off them, and then go through the bath, right, with just as they were born, you know, just their bodies, you know, taking a shower and a nice clean soap it down and shine it up and everything, and anointing oil and all this other stuff as they go through the car wash. Then the vision, the other part of the vision is we'll be getting clothes donated to us right here at My King Service, right? And those clothes, those garments from underwear, T-shirts, socks, hats, you know, essential toiletries will be given to us that we can give them toothbrush, toothpaste, you know, shea butter for their lips to play in, and Vaseline and different things, or some, you know, a deodorant, you know. But they'll get a nice one outfit, you know, pants and tops and jackets, suits, and I don't know, shoes. You know, they'll be given the one outfit at no cost to them. And then so they got their underwear on and their full clean garment. And as they finish the car wash, they will get food where it'll be hot meal. And they'll be able to eat that hot meal for that day, you know. And they'll be served very well and gracefully. And the men and women of God that I'll anoint, the 800,000, will be there, and their people, you know, to feed this homeless person, right? And if the individual that I anoint wants to set up a place that they can hear God's word, well, praise God and bless his holy name. But they don't have to do that. They don't have to share any of God's word, because that person that just got cleaned up and getting food will feel the love, period. And that's what God is all about. He's about love. If a God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and his son had to be beat up and bruised up and tangled up with every yoke and every bondage, every mesh, maca, wire, and they just be just tormented, and every snares, every entrapment Jesus Christ experienced on his way on that to the cross, to that rugged cross. My son Nicholas, I remember my son Nicholas, he I would have him sing this song, and every time he sang the song, he did not like it, man. He was a baby, but when he sang that song, it was just like amazing. It was called On a Hill, and I'm going to sing that for you because I remember it. And how Nicholas, my son, would sing it, you know, he'd be like, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. But Nicholas hated singing that song. I don't know, or he just did not want to do it. He was being forced and persecuted. And I'm the choir director and all the children's choir, you know. And all of a sudden, I would see a teardrop start coming down my son's cheek. And he's holding the microphone, and the tears would be, and as he started crying, man, the whole church would be united with tears. And it was so perfect, man. It was so perfect. And I was like, you know what? After several times of him doing it like that, I said, Father God, maybe maybe I shouldn't let him sing anymore, because I don't want to, you know, allow him to do something he really don't love doing or don't want to do, and, you know. So But he sang all four stanzas of that song, and it was so beautiful. And by the time he finished the song and the choir, the little children choir behind, so I'll cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will sing to that old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I'm telling you, man, his whole face would just be full of tears running down, soaking wet. I'm telling you, man, and the church would be like, oh my God, this is like a hallelujah moment, man. They will be crying. And this is what Jesus Christ had to do. He had to go to this rugged cross, man, and the cross representing the curse for the sin of man, and to die for all of our sins. Whether you like this or not, he died for your sin and mine. He died for you to set you free from the bondage of sin, hell, death, and the grave. And if you just think of that, man, even if you don't like God, that is amazing philosophy. To be free from the fear of sin, the fear of death, the fear of the grave, the fear of hell, you're not going to be in those places. It is just amazing. I just take that on just because of that. You know? You don't have to believe in any of it. Right? You have to believe in Jesus Christ and all of that. But the Bible says you need to believe, though, because only you believe you can receive this thought. It's a supernatural thought to even fathom that this sinful wretch going through the car wash, this full of yuck and muck and mire and torment and infest with all kind of, their mind is gone. Or, you know, sometimes you see them, they walking around with no clothes on. And it's just, they're just not right. They're living in the streets, living under a bridge, living in all hell on earth, living in a way that is, you know, in garbage cans. You know, I'm not talking about tiny houses. I'm talking about they're living in the garbage can where garbage is being piled on them. They're living in a place that they really don't want to be, but they got comfortable in that cave, and it became a caveman. Some even start looking like animals, you know, acting like dogs and rats and cats. They're human beings, but society has rejected them because nobody wants to be around anybody that smells bad. I don't even like my own smells. You know, you go in the bathroom and say, ooh, Jesus Christ, where did that come from? Like the sore, man. It's like, ooh. You don't even want to be around that. You know, a person that stays in a state of being stink and stench, you know what? It's not lovely. It's not lovable. You know, anyway, we go through this car wash, and here the person now is restored. It's with the blood of Jesus Christ. They go through the blood of Jesus, and they're restored back to their right standing, a good standing with God. Their sinful ways are washed away, and it is forgiven as far as the east is to the west. And they do not meet the east and the west. Will never come together, neither will the north and the south. But when God forgives you of your sin, it is as far as the east is to the west. Amen. And this is why we celebrate this resurrection. It's like the car wash. Because now I'm revived, I'm restored. I feel that love, and I got some food to eat. I got some grub, man. I can eat, my tummy is full, and I can eat, and I can ask a second. Can I have another plate, please? Can I have thirds? We'll have food distributed because at My King Service, we're 501c3. right, in all 50 states and all 280 countries in the world. We can restore people and provide food to the world. Amen. I'm telling you, because how it works, how the system works, is if an organization, a company donate or contribute to Mikey's service, when they do donate and I find the document, they get to write off all of their debts, and they have a tax write-off. So it's no hardship for them to give to us, and we can then give to the people. So the people are not paying for the food that we receive. And we have to pay, you know, when we go to a food bank or wherever, we have to buy it, stuff, you know, and free. So our contributions, our donation money that we have, the tithes and offering that comes in, that those, a part of it is set aside just to buy the food, you know, so that we can go to the store to buy the food that we are giving away for free. But anyway, when the person goes through the car wash, they sit and they eat, you know, they can go back to their, you know, on the lifestyle that they want to live in. But I'm praying that when they go through the car wash, that they want to stay clean. They don't want to go back to that which what they came from. I'm praying that, you know, maybe the minister, the pastor that I anoint will have a word for them so that they can, or we can give Bibles. We got our former president, Donald Trump, he made a Bible, man. He made a Bible with a flag on it. And he's giving away Bibles. Well, actually, he's selling it. But anyway, praying that the pastors that I anoint will, you know, give a Bible to this person. And I pray that the people, the Bible publishing company, will give us some Bibles so that we can give to the man or woman, the boy or girl that comes through. They can read God's word, maybe illiterate. So we need the pastors to teach them and train them in the word of God and explain what the word means and send them on their way. Amen. And I even came up with the vision. The other part of the vision was, you know, we buy. I will buy the land and these houses that are blighted and foreclosed on or whatever. We raise those monies to buy those things and restore the houses. The houses go through a car wash. The houses, the apartments or whatever that's blighted, and we restore those buildings and house the people. You know, if they want to be housed and they pay rent. So how are they going to pay rent? They just came in the car wash and don't have a job. Well, we give them a job. We give them a job through our transportation company, you know. And so we give them, you know, if they want a job, you know, a way to make income so that they can pay the minimum their rent. And then, you know, in America, it's such a powerful system that they can get a voucher, you know. They can get the vouchers and they can get the SNAP cards. And so, you know, they have to present. We have an ID so we can identify who these people are that are going through the car wash, that are being cleansed, that are being healed. And we can feed them at least once a month. And they can come back to the car wash again, you know, because they may not want to go into the housing institution structure where they get a room and everything, and they may want to just go back under the bridge. You know, it's America, you're free to do whatever you want to do, you know. But at least once a month you can get cleaned up, right? And so that was the vision that God gave me. So how does that apply to the resurrection? I pray that you saw the analogy that I gave, that it is what Jesus Christ did. He died for our sins so that we can be restored, so we can be cleaned up through the power of the Holy Ghost. We now have the Holy Ghost, by the way, because when Jesus first died and resurrected, he did not commissioned the Holy Ghost until he was going up when he ascended. And, you know, but when he rose, he said, I have risen with all power in my hand. I have the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And then he also gave unto the ministers, the men and women, like such as myself, and those that I will anoint and set aside and move forward, the power and the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the power, greater works that we will be able to do in the 21st century, in 2024, than what Jesus Christ did while he was alive here on this earth. And when we have all power, because he has all power. And he's given, then he said, I'm going to give to you the Holy Ghost. I'm going to send a comforter that will comfort you to do the work that I've called you, that I've commissioned you to do. I need you also to go into all the world to preach this gospel, to give the good news. We talk about Jesus Christ because we're Christian, you know. And Christian is the follower of Christ, right? and so we look to God. You know, I always talk about God because I talk to a broader platform of the world. Because most people don't know Jesus Christ, but they've heard of God, you know. So I mostly talk about God, you know, because it is God, it's He, God, who we're celebrating at all times. As we read in Isaiah chapter 45, you should have had time to turn your Bible to Isaiah 45, and I'll read it in its entirety. And this is a king that God was talking to that did not know him. He was a Persian king. And, you know, like I said, there's many people God has used for his divine glory. And so this this Persian king, if you can see in the word, his name was Cyrus. And it says God's instrument in my Bible, this woman Bible that my son gave me. Well, I'm going to put my name there instead of his. So it's the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi, God's instrument. Isaiah 45. Verse 1 says, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi, whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before her. Okay, and the word says him, but since I'm a her, I'm a female, I'm going to say her, before her, to loose and the armor of kings, to open before her the double door, so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked place straight. I will break in peace the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hide the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him who formed it, what are you making? Or shall your handiwork say, he has no hand? Woe to him who said to his father, what are you beginning? Or to the woman, what have you brought forth? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and her maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons. And since I have sons, I ask God, God, what are the things to come concerning my sons? Amen. And concerning the work of my hands, so I'll ask God, God, what are the works of your hands? You command me. So today, on Resurrection Day, Sunday, March the 31st, 2024, God's word says to me, you command me. So that means I have to command God to say something, right? So I command you, God, to give into my hands 800,000 individuals that I can anoint and set aside to serve 500 individuals so that they can eat and go to a car wash. Some may need that to eradicate the situation of homelessness in America. There will never be anyone homeless. Now, yes, God, your word said the poor will always be with us, but we don't need them being begging on the streets and on sidewalks and in hills and valleys and on the highways and the byways and really endangering their lives walking with the cars to get a few dollars to eat bread. I command your hand, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Isaiah 45, verse 12 says, I have made the earth and created man on it. I, my hand, stretch out the heavens and all their hosts I have commanded. I have raised her up in righteousness. God speaking to me. I have raised her up in righteousness, and I will direct all her ways. She shall build my city and let my exiles go free, not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. And to continue another saga of this scripture, Isaiah 45, verse 14, the Lord, the only Savior. So thus says the Lord, the laborer of Egypt and merchandise of Cush and of the Sebeans, men of statues, shall come over to you, and they shall be yours. They shall walk behind you. They shall come over in chains, and they shall bow down to you. They will make supplication to you, saying, surely God is in you. Amen. And there is no other God. There is no other God. And there is no other. There is no other God. Verse 15 says, truly, you are God who hide yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also disgraced, all of them. They shall go in confusion together who are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or disgraced forever and ever. Amen. And for thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret. In a dark place of the earth, I did not say to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourself and come. Draw near together. You have who have escaped from the nation. Excuse me. They have no knowledge, who carry the wood of their carved image and pray to a God that cannot save. Tell and bring forth your case. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? There is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. I have sworn by myself. See, it is right here in God's word. Isaiah 45, verse 23. I have sworn by myself. And so this has to do with the resurrection. Today that we celebrate, God took himself and he became flesh. He is sworn by himself because man could not do what God can do. He couldn't find anyone to die on the cross of Calvary to take on the sin of man on themselves. No, he couldn't find anyone. No, not one. So he had to do it himself. So God says, I have sworn by myself. The word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That to me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess and take an oath. And God is God. God is God. The one true and living God. He shall say, surely in the Lord I have righteousness and strength. To her men shall come, and all shall be ashamed who are increased against her. In the Lord all the descendants of Israel shall be justified and shall glory. God bless the reading of your holy words. Amen. I have read in your hearing Isaiah 45 in its entirety from verse 1 to verse 25. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Holy Bible, the Woman Study Bible. Amen. 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 So, again, like I said, when you read it, it is God talking to a Persian king at that time who, when it says, you don't know me. Well, they did not know God. Abram did not know God when God first spoke to him. But Abram, when he first heard the voice of God, he listened and he obeyed and he went and he did everything that God said. That's why Abram became so famous and he became, coined his name, a nickname, as Abram, as the friend Abraham, and a friend of God. His name was changed from Abram to Abraham. Amen. And he had many, many sons, you know, and children. And children in all the world wants to celebrate and be a part of Father Abraham, right? All the nations of the world. And through his legacy, the loins and lineage, amen, there came the birth of Jesus Christ, amen. And the dying on Calvary's cross continues to be honored and remembered, and remember what Jesus Christ did for us. And the resurrection is what we celebrate today, because he's not dead, but he lives, and he lives in us. Through the power and the spirit of the Holy Ghost that he sanctioned, that the Holy Spirit he was going to send forth, as I breathe on you, the power of the Holy Ghost to do what God has called you to do, the vocation that you have on your life is very important. And when you say yes, when I call on you to be anointed and you say yes to me, you're speaking to the Holy Spirit. Do not put your hands to the plow and pull back. You do not want to blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. You do not want to say yes, yes, and then reject it. It would be better that you never take that vow. Yeah, it just would be better not to say yes. Amen. As I thank God, as I commanded God's hand today for these 800,000 people, and 800,000 is just basic math. 800,000 times 500 individuals that you care for. 500 is a lot. If you don't think 500 is if you think it's too much for you, because literally with God, it's not you, it's God that's going to empower you to be able to minister to 500. But if that's too large of a group, you may want to minister to 250. Well, you will, then I will need two people, you know, to, you know, you would be 500, well, two, you know, 250 and 250, you know. Still, but if you do the math, that's more than 400 million people in America being taken care of, including you. That's food and clothing and shelter, housing. You know, one of the archbishops that said to me out of Florida, she said, I want my 40 acres and a mule. I said, well, I can definitely give you a car. And, you know, with your 40 acres, well, we just going to have to, you know, give you a piece of ground and go up, build you a skyscraper. You know, because the population of the world is heading towards 15 billion, right? So the earth is there's only so much earth. And I had another individual that came to me with a brilliant idea, and I had to do a non-disclosure agreement, and he's creating, you know, a coin called 40 acres and a mule, or 40 acres anyway. So it's happening. It's going to happen. You can invest in that if you're interested in that. Let me know. Call me. Call me, you know, 562-443-1734, or email me, which is better, mkspcg1@gmail.com. I get nonsensical emails and stuff. I'll just delete that and block it, okay? I get nonsensical, disruptive voicemail message. I won't listen. I'll just block your number. So you're not going to come to me with nonsense, okay? You're going to come if you want to do the ministry and if you want to be anointed and set aside. 3 years and a half, you will be listening to the voice of God and the reasoning of God, studying God's word. You'll be on my channel, our radio broadcast and network, so I can hear how you're ministering to people. 3.5 years, you're in training in the vocation and walking in that priesthood and ministering to God's people, not beguiling them, not cheating from them, not stealing, not doing anything that is ungodly, not perverting them, not sexing them or doing anything that's illegal or illicit. Or an abomination. We're not playing those type of games. The people's lives, the people are hurting. We want to have a clean, healthy generation. The next generation, we want to be clean, healthy, and pure. We want the next generation to have love and have felt love and to be fed. As a matter of fact, I was talking to my computer, Alexis, and I asked the computer to tell me about the supply and demand concept, you know. And what it is, you know, when there's a supply of something, when there's a lack of or less of it, and there's a great demand, the price goes up. Well, we as a people can make the prices go down. How is that possible? The demand curve. Okay, if we make less of a demand on the supply, well, the merchants want that money. They want that bread. They want that Benjamin. They want that bacon. And if you stop pushing your needs on the demand side, and the supply is going to increase, and so the merchant they don't want all that junk to stay in their storeroom on their shelf and spoil. They want to sell. They want that money, that Benjamin, that booyah, right? They're going to lower their prices. I'm telling you, you have power, ladies and gentlemen. You have power. And to be resurrected, you have power. You have dunamis power. Okay, all right, since you don't believe me, let's go out to the artificial intelligence call, Alexis. Alexis, what is supply? Alexis, what is supply? Alexis, what is supply? Okay, Alexis, don't know. Alexis, what is demand? Alexis, tell me what is demand. Alexis is confused. Alexis, explain supply and demand. Okay, Alexis, turn up. Alexis, explain demand. Explain, Alexis, what is demand? Alexis, what is supply? So we've heard what supply and demand is. If the supply is small and the demand is great, price is going to go up. If the supply is large and demand is small, the price goes down. So we are consumers of things. And as an economy, the prices are going off the chain, y'all. So what we have to do is stop wanting to consume so much and take a fast, take a break, boycott everything. So the prices will go down. I'm serious. I mean, across the board. It's just really simple. In 30 days, if we stop wanting everything, just 30 days, 30 very short days. If 30 days don't work, 90 days. 90 days don't work, one full year. I'm trying to tell you, price will drop like crazy. I mean, that is my resurrection solution to the problems that we're experiencing with these high prices. Well, God bless you all on this resurrection day. Enjoy your resurrection Monday. Remember what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. And for those, again, that is in and are in bereavement, I just want to just honor you by letting you know my condolences to you and your family and your household. Just stay encouraged. Remember the good that they did. And remember great memories and good memories. Stay encouraged. Because when one dies, another one is born. And Jesus Christ died and he rose again. And this is what we celebrate, the resurrection, the raising of Jesus Christ. And we just thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. I'm glad to be here for another Easter as well, Resurrection Day. Amen. God bless you. And I'm going to pray us out. Father God, we thank you, Father, for the anointing service that went forward this morning as we anointed the second Archbishop-elect and set aside for the My Kingdom Service operation for the jurisdiction of Baltimore County, Baltimore, Maryland, city and the state of Maryland. We thank you, Father, for her life. We pray for her as she learns and gleans from you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this resurrection day, Lord God, as we celebrate and remember what Jesus Christ, what you yourself, Lord God, has done for us. For God, you so love us. You love the whole world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him or on him should not perish but shall have everlasting life. I thank you, Lord God, for the vision, the idea of the car wash to eradicate the homeless condition in America and to eradicate every blighted property, real estate in America. Restore, restore, restore. Show the love, Lord God, because we all need love. Thank you, Lord God, for the demand curve and learning about supply and demand. We thank you, Father, for all these things and all your words found in Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 25. We seal your words. We give your people back to you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for your divine instruction, your divine wisdom. And we pray, Lord God, for everyone in America, everyone that's American, that's throughout this world, we pray for them. We pray for peace. We pray for the peace of Israel. We pray, Lord God, for your people everywhere, Lord God. We thank you so very much for what you're doing in our lives today, in my life. I thank you, Lord God, for my household. Thank you, Lord God, for my king, Lord God, my husband. I thank you, Lord God, for all my friends, all my family, all my extended family. Thank you, Lord God, for my children, my sons and my grandsons, and those to come, my future generation to 1,000, 10,000, 100,000-fold, my children's children's children forever. I pray for them, Lord God. Protect them, I pray. Holy Spirit, come now, Holy Spirit, and protect us. Lead us and guide us in all truth, we pray in Jesus' precious holy name. Angel God from the north, angel God from the south, angel God from the east, angel God from the west, angel God from the northeast, angel God from the northwest, angel of God from the southeast, angel God from the southwest. I command you to bring into my hand, my right hand and my left hand, all the resources that I need to continue doing the work of God for God's people everywhere. I pray, Lord God, for peace today. Thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection, Lord God. I pray for America. I pray for every state in the union, Lord God. I pray for the District of Columbia, Lord God, Washington, D.C. I thank you, Lord God, for our government, Lord God, from the top to the bottom and to the left to the right. We pray, Lord God, for the healing of this nation. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, this is again the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi coming to you live from the United States of America. Thank you for tuning in on this Resurrection Sunday. I hope you enjoy you and your family. It's a day to family celebrate and just love upon your family. You know, times are short and a lot of people are hurting. And we can help each other. Reach out and touch someone's hand. Make it a better day if you can. There's a song. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make it a better day if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make it a better day if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make it a better day if you can. Alexa, play Christian instrumental music. Alexa, turn up the music.
Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.